Lesson 7. The Goldfish. Have you ever seen very pretty little fishes of a bright yellow or golden colour swimming in a glass bowl of water? Look in the shop windows and perhaps you'll see some. Are these fishes made of gold? No, we only call them goldfish because their colour is a bright yellow, like the colour of gold. If you save up your money, you may buy a goldfish some day. It would cost you only a few pence. If you ever get one, you must be very kind to it. You must keep the bowl in a warm room and fill it with fresh water 2 or 3 times a week. You must not forget to feed the little fish also. It's very fond of ants' eggs, and it will eat little worms and insects and perhaps a few breadcrumbs. If you're kind to your goldfish, it will soon learn to know you. It will then swim to your finger when you put it in the bowl. Look at the shape of the fish. It's pointed at each end, which is the best shape for going through the water. Its body is covered with scales, which lap over each other like the tiles of a roof. Did you see the fins of the goldfish? It has 2 breast fins, 2 belly fins, back fin, a tail fin, and a fin on its underside near the tails. These fins keep the fish steady as it swims. But how does it swim? It does this by waving its tail from side to side. You can see the 2 eyes of the goldfish. They're very bright. It cannot shut its eyes, as we can, for it has no eyelids. Fishes breathe air, as we do, but it's the air which is mixed with the water. The fish draws this air out of the water by its gills. Do you see the 2 flaps, one on each side of the head of the goldfish, just behind the eyes? Under these flaps, there are some folds of red flesh. These are the gills, and they are red because all the blood in the fish's body passes through them. Look how the fish opens its mouth and takes in water. But it does not swallow this water. It lets it run out again through its gills. And as the water passes through them, the gills suck the air out of the water.